invite you into Jerusalem to listen into some conversations that happened as Jesus arrived and as the days passed in Jerusalem. We ask you, were you there? Like those first people on that first Palm Sunday,
did you see what
we shout out our love for
you,
Jesus.
Were you there in Galilee?
We bring our gifts, our offering, our love.
Jesus teaching on the hillside.
As blessing, as hope,
as possibility. Yes, it was an amazing thing. I have never seen so many
people. We offer our blessing to others
in your name. And the stories he told, I still remember every word.
Yes, I was there.
And I was there too. What a wonderful day.
Please be seated.
Set.
Jordan, were you there?
Did you hear what was said?
I think so.
It was Judas. He was talking at the chief priest.
What did he say?
He said he would lead them to Jesus.
That's strange.
Yes, it is. Everyone knows where Jesus is.
Yeah, Jesus is not hiding.
He is always in plain sight, teaching and healing.
I was there.
I was there too. What an odd thing for Judas to do.
What she did? Oh yes, I couldn't believe it.
Mary took a bottle of very expensive perfume and poured it over Jesus' feet.
Why did she do that?
I really don't know, but everyone thought it was such a waste. That money could have been spent to feed the poor rather than pouring it down the drain.
Did Jesus get mad at Mary?
No. He said that she had done a very loving thing for him.
Yes, I was there.
And I was there too. What a strange moment.
Yes, I did.
Jesus sent some of the disciples to get the room and meal ready for celebrating the Passover.
That's good.
Yes, it is. We're going to have a great meal this evening.
Yes, I'll be there.
And I'll be there too. I'm hungry. I can't wait.
Like Mary, in love, We pour out, we make our offering.
Listen up, everyone. Here are the things that Jesus taught us. This is how we live the way of Jesus. Let your love be real. Hate what is evil, but hold on to what is good. Care for one another in a loving community. Outdo one another in showing respect to each other. Do not get tired and give up. Let God's Spirit give you energy. Serve Jesus by caring for others. Be joyful and give thanks. Pray all the time. Never stop. Give generously. Welcome strangers. Bless those who are mean to you. Celebrate with those who are celebrating and cry with those who are crying. Live in harmony with one another. Get along with each other. Don't push to be first in line, but quietly live as Jesus showed you. Don't focus on the bad things. Look for beauty all around you. Do your part to live in peace with others. Don't try to get even. Let God take care of things. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. Your generosity will surprise them. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Good morning, Hayden.
Were you there?
Did you see what happened?
Oh, yes, I did.
The whole crowd went crazy. Everyone was cheering.
They waved palm branches.
They laid down their coats.
They welcomed Jesus.
It was as if he was royalty. They were shouting, Hosanna!
Hosanna! Hosanna!
There was so much energy and so much joy.
Yes, I was there.
And I was there too. What a great start to Jesus' time in Jerusalem.
Please stand and help welcome Jesus.
Riding into town, slow and easy, kind of lowly, he came riding with the dawn. To live our own.
Were you there?
Did you see what happened?
Were you there to eat the meal with Jesus?
Yes, I was. I saw him pick up the bread.
I saw him pick up the cup.
We shared them with everyone and asked us always to remember him.
He said God loves us.
He looked just a bit sad as he ate his supper.
Yes, I was there.
And I was there too. What a delicious meal it was always when we eat with Jesus.
This is Jesus' table. At Jesus' table, there is room for everyone. Everyone is welcome. Please come and eat today and find nourishment for your spirits, your hearts, your lives. As we set this table, we're going to sing together, One Bread, One Body. I invite you to stand. I invite you to be seated. The Lord is with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And let us say grace over this meal together. Thank you for the world so sweet. Thank you for the food we eat. Thank you for the birds that sing. Thank you, God, for everything. And I invite you out loud or in your hearts to name the things you are thankful for today. For these and all God's blessings, we give thanks. And we remember that on the night where Jesus ate with his disciples, he also gave thanks. And then he took bread and blessed it and broke it and shared it among his disciples, saying, "Eat this, all of you. This represents my body being given for you. Each time you eat this, remember me." And he took a cup also and gave thanks, and then filled it with fruit of the vine, and then passed it around the table, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This represents the promises of my love poured out in my blood for you. Each time you drink from this, remember me." And so we gather and remember and give thanks today and pray for God's Spirit to bless this bread and this juice and to bless us as we share it. Let your Spirit roll down, gracious God, in compassion, in hope, in peace for this world. Move in us and through us as individuals and as a congregation, that we might live your way, live your love in this world today and always. Bless us as we share this meal. Be with those who are not here, those who are grieving, those who are welcoming, those who are loving this day. We ask this in Jesus' name, and we pray together the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us eat and drink in thanksgiving, remembrance, and hope. Amen. We will have two stations and a gluten-free, dairy-free station in the center. And there'll also be people praying on either side. If you want to stop and ask for prayers, please do for yourself or for friends or family. I invite those serving communion to come forward.